Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is again under a massive overnight Russian drone attack. That's according to local officials. Fires burning across the city. At least two people reported killed. This is a day after Russia targeted Ukraine with a record 728 drones in what was the latest in a series of escalating air assaults in recent weeks. Reuters has reported that the US has said it will deliver artillery shells and mobile rocket artillery missiles to Ukraine days after the Trump administration halted the shipment of some critical weapons to Ukraine. Earlier in the week, Donald Trump pledged more defensive weapons to Kyiv and aimed unusually sharp criticism at the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Vitaly Shevchenko is BBC Monitoring Russia editor and he's with us now. Vitaly, good morning. Thanks for taking our call again today.
Hi, Gavin.
It's hard to keep up with what Donald Trump, his feelings or his sentiments are towards both Ukraine and Vladimir Putin. Where's his latest criticism come from?
Well, you know, Gavin, one phrase comes to mind, blowing hot and cold. His relationship with Russia, for decades, it's been friendly. So when Donald Trump came to power for the second time, it wasn't really surprising that he was full of praise for Vladimir Putin and he was critical of Volodymyr Zelensky. He said, Donald Trump said, that it was Ukraine that started the war. And he, at some point, he threatened to impose sanctions on Ukraine. So now the American president is saying that he's disappointed with Vladimir Putin. He's considering sanctions. He is considering giving Ukraine an additional Patriot air defense system, hugely expensive, hugely effective. And yeah, he used some unflattering words about Vladimir Putin, which I'm not going to repeat here, but these are just words. So when it comes to actual actions, I believe it when I see it, when you know, after we've heard reports of America considering additional weapon supplies to Ukraine, I believe it when I see it. But as far as we know, that pause in supplying crucial air defense missiles and other ammunition to Ukraine, as far as we know, that's over and these supplies have resumed. Clearly, it's not enough at this stage to protect ordinary residents of Ukraine against Russian attacks. Clearly, they're struggling. I've been speaking to residents of Kyiv over the past week, and they're saying something that Ukrainian officials aren't saying. Locals in Kyiv told us that it seems that air defenses are beginning to struggle. The gunfire and air defense explosions, they are not as intensive as if Ukrainians don't have enough missiles and bullets to fire at those Russian drones.
So is it an issue, Vitaly, of the defences not being strong enough, or as we've seen in the last couple of days alone, that the intensity of the attacks are increasing?
It's a bit of both. I don't think in this situation, in this war, there can never be a point when Ukraine will say, okay, we've got enough air defences, because Russia, well, it's on a war footing. It's reportedly able to produce 5,000 drones a month. So to that, we must add ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, hugely lethal, hugely effective weapons. So no wonder that the West, including America, the largest economy, is struggling to supply Ukraine with enough air defense missiles. And also, on the other hand, Russia has been able to step up its attacks. Earlier, the average bad night, and I'm saying this with a really bad feeling, was when Ukraine was attacked with roughly 100 drones. That was what Ukraine called a massive attack, and it was considered to be really, really bad. Now, well, yesterday,
728,
we had 700 drones and missiles. So this is how bad it is.
It must be exhausting for people in Kyiv, who I know are well used to hiding in bunkers at night time, but this level of intensity must be completely debilitating.
Yeah, it's awful. On Tuesday, I spoke to Dasha, a resident of Kiev, and she said, you know, one phrase that you don't really hear Ukrainians say as much is, you know, we'll win, victory. They're exhausted. They're talking about just ending it all. They're not talking about giving up or surrendering, but somehow the hope has shifted. You know, the immediate, more realistic hope has shifted from winning this soon or as quickly as possible to surviving it. And when I asked her, okay, you're being bombarded, like last night's attack, it lasted 10 hours, wave after wave of drones and missiles. What comes to your mind? What were you thinking about? And she said, you know what? It's the terror that occupies the whole of your mentality. Of, you know, you can't think of anything else. It's just the sheer terror.
Vitaly Shevchenko, BBC Monitoring Russia editor, thank you for speaking with us again this morning.